Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice. The Gospel is for Everyone by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. When I was 11, my family moved to West Germany. My father and my mother ran a laundry to make a living, and I was the laundry delivery boy. I saw some shiny red bicycles, and I wished I could have one to make my deliveries. But I needed a heavy-duty bicycle to pull the cart with the laundry on it. I rode around pulling that heavy laundry cart before school and after school. It was hard seeing the other children play. But everyone in our family had to work hard, and I was an important part of the family business. As I grew older, I learned about the blessings of doing things that at the time you don't realize are important and good for you. When I was very little, I came down with a lung disease, but no one knew it at the time. When I grew older, I joined the Air Force. The doctor saw spots in my lungs. Because of the hard work of pedaling that heavy load, somehow my body had healed itself. I had built up endurance. I had built up strength. The doctor said that the disease took care of itself and that I passed my physical. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to become a pilot. As a pilot, I flew all over the world. I never tired of looking at the stars, the clouds, the landscapes. I saw the beauty of the different countries with their different cultures. I know from going to those places and seeing the people and seeing the church in those different places that the gospel is for everyone, no matter what nation you live in or what your traditions are. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Word of God, whether it is written in the Scriptures or spoken by the living prophets, whether we read it in church magazines or hear it at general conferences, is for everyone. Adapted from Friend to Friend, from The Friend, June 1998, pages 6 through 7. End of Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, The Gospel is for Everyone, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency.